Hey everybody, we're coming at you with a bonus episode talking all about the music of Steven Universe. It is family... It's okay, you're good. It is family podcast time. We have both cats and both of us in my bedroom.
What's up?
We're gonna have lots of fun together.
One of the many cat noises you will probably hear.
That's okay.
Apologies.
That's alright.
Cat.
But I love to play with bags.
I want the bag.
They're my fave. Alrighty, so each of us have composed a top 10 list of our favorite Steven Universe songs. Let's do from number 10 up to number 1. We'll do your number 10, my number 10, your number... We'll
is go. Number 1 being our favorites?
Yes.
Okay, number 10 being like...
Still in the
still,
like...
Still our favorite, but not as...
You know, yeah, not okay. As much as number 1, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to make sure, okay.
Okay.
Me go?
Yeah, you go first. What's your number 10? Yeah.
Also, our lists are completely different.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
So it's quite interesting. My number 10 is We Are the Crystal Gems.
The theme song.
Mm-hmm. The theme song. Lit. I like it, and it's catchy, but it doesn't have as much backstory or power, I feel like, as the other songs.
Ooh, it does. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that, like, the full version of the theme song, like, starts with Steven being, like, 7.
Yes.
And composing the song.
Yes.
So it does have a lot of, like,
it does have meaning, feel. But I feel like there's my tops.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they're tops.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay, my number 10 is Love Like You, just because, I don't know, I think it's catchy.
Yeah.
And I like it. I don't really have any more explanation than that.
That's it.
It's catchy and I like it.
It's catchy and I like it, okay.
It's the outro for most of the seasons.
My number 9 is It's Over, Isn't It?
Yes. Love that song. Love Mr. Greg.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of
okay.
Very nice.
Walk me through your emotions. Okay, because I watched the episode Mr. Greg at work in the break room, because that was when I was, like, watching the whole... Like, I watched that episode. I remember that I came home, and I was like, can I play for you the saddest Steven Universe song that I've yet to encounter? And, like, I don't remember if you, like... I don't know how, like, into it you were, because you weren't into the story of it yet.
Yeah.
But I remember coming home and playing that song for you and being like, listen to this and sob with me. It's so sad. So, like, when you watched it in the in the context of the episode, like, what was your thought?
I don't know, it kind of brought a lot of, it did bring a lot of emotions. I think I did cry at
did
that
you?
Point, yes.
Yeah.
But it also, like, hit me in, like, what I was going through in my life with that, and it was kind of, like, the same situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel you. Okay.
Yes. So that's kind of like...
You and me, we've always been like this.
And it was just me realizing, and, like, through, was it Pearl that sings it?
Uh-huh.
Like...
It's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really... fit what was happening in my real life at the time, and that's why I was just like...
It's the beauty of Steven. It brings forth emotions that you were not prepared to deal with.
Does. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. So. Lit. Alright, my number 9 is Stronger Than You, and this is the song from the very first episode that I made you and Jaden watch, because I was like, look at how gay this show is, I love it, and then, And that was, again, another... Because we watched that episode, and Jaden was like, I've never seen a single episode of this, so this feels really out of... I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what the song's about. I don't know what's happening.
I was kind of the same way, but I liked knowing kind of what I was getting into when I first started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, okay, I kind of understand what's going to go on.
Yeah.
And that song is actually my number 8.
Lit. That transitions really well.
Yes.
Yes.
And I really like that song, just kind of like how Garnet... Like, it's kind of like a rappy song.
It really,
and
it like,
it's, yes,
it hypes you up, man.
It does, and it's just like...
Yeah, let's go.
I'm just jamming with it in the car, and it is a very good, just, very good song.
We have a cat in the closet. Where are you going?
Is that Poe?
Yeah, it's Poe. It's okay, he'll get back there and get stuck and then scream.
Yep.
All right, so my number 8 is...
Has he been in your closet before?
Yeah, he has.
Oh.
He will go back there and get stuck and then scream, and then I'll have to go get him, but that's okay, I'm right here. My number 8 is That Distant Shore, the song that Lapis sings when she's up on the moon, and Steven goes to get her, and is trying to convince her to come to the wedding, and she's like, no, it's okay, I'm a sit here.
Yeah.
And it's like a, like, I'm not okay right now, but I know that I'm going to eventually be okay, it's just gonna take me a little bit to get there, is what that song is. And again, I just really like how it sounds.
Yeah.
And I also like where it is. I think that's one of the only songs that There, it's this one, and then there's a song in Future that she sings, and those are the only two songs that Lapis exclusively sings.
Yeah.
So I like, because I like her voice.
It is pretty. Because
that's the song that I'm, like, working on trying to, like, learn for the next time we decide to have game night and we do, like, karaoke.
Ooh.
That's the song that I'm going to go for.
Yes, yes. And I do, I like that song. That song did not make my list.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, hit me as much as it hit you.
It hit me. It hit me real hard.
Another time when I listen to it,
yeah,
it will, but...
See, and that's the thing, is that I wrote this list maybe, like, a month and a half ago or something, just while I was sitting at work,
mm-hmm.
and then the past couple of weeks, I've been listening to the soundtrack of the movie, and I'm realizing how much I really like the songs from the movie,
yeah.
but, like, I don't want the movie soundtrack to be my entire top 10 list. Yeah.
That's how I've been...
That was the chair, not Poe.
I swear that was Poe.
I don't think it was. Poe. Nah, he ain't.
Look him. And I've been listening to it through, like, my Pandora, which my Pandora is crazy.
Yo,
like
mine yours. Too. I have Steven Universe radio, and I have Zach Callison radio.
Yeah.
And they are both, like, all over the place.
I love my radio.
Yeah.
It has a lot of songs that I do like, but sometimes I'm like, why? Why?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
But, why? Okay.
Yeah.
Back on track.
Number 7.
So, count backwards, and that took me a second.
Okay, yeah, because you...
It's 1.
Yours are just saved.
Yeah. Okay, so my number 7 is Here Comes a Thought.
Also love.
Mm-hmm. I do like that one.
Do I have that? That one is not on my list. Okay, so again, I want to hear your thoughts. What?
Here Comes a Thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here Comes a Thought.
Why is my mind blanking on how this song goes?
It's where Stevani is meditating with Garnet. And the butterflies,
yes.
Here Comes a Thought, that might alarm you, what someone said, and how it harm you. Yeah.
What someone said. I don't know. It's just very calming.
It is very calming.
And it's just, I don't know. It's very much a meditation song.
Yeah.
And it's just like sitting there and just being like.
And I think that might be the reason why it didn't make my top 10. Because
yeah.
most of the songs that I like are like, happy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like musical theater.
Yeah.
Like Broadway, like show tune.
Yeah.
Very, like, hip, like, up and...
Yeah, and mine's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
With that, and, like, some of it was just kind of, like, I love the message behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, like, the emotional feel that it gets from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't expect that from a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's what I'm saying. It'll hit you hard the way you didn't expect to be hit.
Yep.
All right. My number 7 is Strong in the Real Way. Which is... That happens very early on.
Yeah, because I...
When... It's
can't
when...
Believe it.
Yeah, okay, because this is, I will say this, in the original episode you asked me what my least favorite fusion was,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have an answer, Sugalite, that's the one it is, because that's what this episode is, it's when Garnet and Amethyst fuse together to make Sugalite, and then Steven's like, oh, that's so cool, and then he, like, asks Pearl why she can't be strong in the real way,
mm-hmm.
and then she sings this whole song,
oh, yeah.
I can show you how to be strong in the real way, love it,
yes,
lit, love the message, love the,
yes.
yeah.
That one didn't make my list, but that's one that I do really like.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's the, like, other
yeah.
possible tattoo is Pearl's scepter thing
yes.
with Strong in the Real Way.
Which I think I'm gonna get a tattoo. It's, you gotta find the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hits ya!
Yeah.
Okay. So, my number, what, 6?
Number 6, yep.
Okay, No Matter What.
Ooh, yes.
Is my number 6.
We love that duet.
Yes. And I think I love that.
Yeah. My number 6 is also No Matter What.
I like that because I love the song and also we do like that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the songs that I know, but it's also just like you're just saying the exact same thing back and forth.
Uh-huh, it's just a call and response.
Yeah, but I really do like that because I think we both connect on that
mm-hmm.
really well. And
yeah. I like that, the message, like, between, like, us, our friendship, but
mm-hmm.
also the message through the movie
mm-hmm.
where Steven, I think it's a, I think it really means something that Amethyst is the first
yes.
gem that Steven is able to, like, bring back.
Yeah.
But, like, by singing and doing their, like, goofy stuff that they
uh-huh.
do together, I think that is really cool.
Yes.
Like, he has the strongest
bond
with Amethyst. Because they're both, yeah. I feel like I keep moving and hitting the desk because they have always just been like friends because
yeah.
they're like the like youngest, the like least experienced fighters. That also might have been the chair and not necessarily a cat. Hello, kitties?
I think they're playing with an egg.
Oh, good.
Good old Easter eggs. From
context, yes, we have plastic eggs. They are not just, like, batting around a fresh chicken egg around the house. No, ma'am.
No. Plastic eggs that they love to play with.
Yeah, because we lost one at Easter a couple years ago, and Luna found it under the washing machine, and now it's their new favorite. Like, they like to play with it, so we're not going to put it back in the Easter stuff.
No, nah, it's just around the house.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're number 5, because our number 6 was the same.
Okay. Happily Ever After.
Yes, ma'am. We like that song.
Because that's the closing, right?
That is the third song of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that
mm-hmm.
one.
And I think that was a song, because I had seen the entirety of Steven, the original series, and the movie, and Future, all before you had, so I had been, like, but I waited.
Which was very annoying, because you'd be like, and I'm just like, what?
The same thing happened with Flash.
I like it when we get on the same page, and I'm like, you don't know what's happening, and I don't either.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But,
I love seeing your reaction with that stuff, too.
Yeah, I think, because I hadn't watched the movie, because I knew as soon as I watched the movie, I was going to have to watch Future, and as soon as I watched Future, I knew it was going to be over, and I was waiting for a long time to finally watch the movie, and there was, like, a day right at the beginning of quarantine where I was like, you know what? We're just going to take some time and we're going to watch the movie.
Did we really start this in the beginning of quarantine?
No, I did. You didn't start until like May or June.
It feels like it was so long ago.
It was so long ago. It is March 473rd.
Quarantine's lasted so long.
It has. We've been working the whole time. Yes, not me.
So.
But like,
okay.
You've been working the whole time. But that's, so I had seen the movie, mm-hmm. and this was the song that I really, really liked from it. So I was listening to this, like, in the shower, in the car, just in the house while I was cleaning. And so I think this is, like, that's one of the first songs that I think you heard from the movie.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh.
Jingle, jingle. Okay, so, do you have any more thoughts on number 5? Okay. My number 5 is the theme song, We Are the Crystal Gems, because, like, The little, like, 30-second thing that they use for the theme song is, like, fun and whatever. But, like, the full version of, like, little baby Steven playing his ukulele will never fail to get me hyped.
Aww.
Like, if I ever listen to that song and I'm not hyped, something is not okay. I really like it. I like hearing baby Steven sing, and...
It is really cute to hear him sing.
Who says... Garnet says... He's, like, nervous about playing his ukulele, and Garnet says, come on, play it for us, or something. And then Amethyst says, we'll like it, even if it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they're, like, sitting and looking at him in, like, awe that he's so, like, little and can do all these wonderful things that he learns how to do. It's so cute. Oh, mouse!
Yes, our cat knows how to play fetch.
Okay, what is your number 4?
Okay, number 4 is Love Like You.
Okay. Thoughts? Just, it's pretty and it sounds nice.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Whenever I say the song, my brain just, like, blanks out on what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, gives me a second. And it's just like...
Yes, hello? I mean, that was my whole explanation. Is it pretty? It's pretty
I
and it sounds
really
nice.
I really like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very... That's one of the ones that's, like, very soothing.
Yeah.
And, like, very easy to listen to.
Yes.
Okay, so my number 4 is For Just One Day, Let's Only Think About Love.
Yeah, I like that because it's catchy.
Uh-huh.
But it's not. It's just because it's catchy to me.
That was the first one that I was like, ooh, yes, let's go. Because this, again, came before the movie. So
mm-hmm.
I heard this one and I was like, yes, show tune, Broadway, yes, we love. And, like, it's just, it's so, like, and everybody has a part in it except
mm-hmm.
Greg. But, like, every... Like, all the gems at that point have, like, a little moment in the song, and it's, like, telling the whole story of everything that's happened leading up to this point. I really like it. All right, so you're number 3.
True Kind of Love.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Estelle.
I just love that song.
Uh-huh. So that happened in the movie towards the end. That was when Garnet finally got her memories back.
Yeah.
So what was your, like, first... Were you into it? Because some of these songs, like, I wasn't really into at first, but the more I listened to them, the more I got into it. So I'm curious if that was your, if True Kind of Love was the same way for you, or if you were, like, immediately into it.
I was kind of immediately into it. I'm like, ooh, I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it more.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it builds. And mm-hmm. I was like, yes.
Yeah. See, like, True Kind of Love had to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah.
So did Isn't It Love.
Because
that one is also, again, it's really good. We love Estelle. But, like, it took me a little bit to get into that one.
Yeah. And I really like, I love Garnet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love Garnet. Okay, my number three is It's Over, Isn't It? And we've said everything that we can say about that song. Yeah, I watched it at work. It was very emotional. It's very sad.
I can't imagine watching that at work.
I was not... I had no idea what I was getting into. Like, no. I knew the, like, big overarching plot points. I had no idea, like, when things took place in the plot. I had no idea. And so I was just like, oh, this episode looks like a lot of fun. And it starts out very fun. Yes. They're on a road trip. They're going to Empire City. They're having a lot of fun. They're singing with the bellhops about, like, Greg having all this money because he made all this money from this song that he wrote. And then all of a sudden, Pearl sings this really sad musical number about, like, losing Rose. Sad.
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 Sad. Sadness. Okay.
Okay, so number two.
Number two is Change Your Mind.
Mm-hmm. Lit.
And, that one I... very connect with as yeah well.
Yeah,
that's with my like top two where I just very feel like I connect with those mm-hmm. very well.
That's okay.
It's very much a soul hitting song.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's so simple.
It is.
There's so few words to that song.
It is.
It's just like a couple of like chords
yeah.
and like maybe like 10 or 15 words.
Yeah,
it's very short, but it hits a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's weird, like some of the most elaborate songs kind of like, oh,
yeah.
And then, like, this song that has, like you said, like, five words
mm-hmm.
is just, like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your number two?
Hold on, I have mosquito bites. My number two is Do It For Her.
Ooh.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, this is one of my favorite songs, and this is probably one... Ooh, we should do a top 10 favorite episodes.
Ooh.
We do a lot of bonus content on Steven.
But like, not tonight, because I need the thing.
No, no, not tonight, no. This...
14, part two.
Yeah, this would... Do It For Her, Sworn to the Sword, mm-hmm. would definitely be in my top 10 favorite episodes.
I do, yeah, that'd be one of mine.
Yeah, I love it. Because my whole thing is that, Pearl is trying to teach Connie how to be... she's teaching her, like, how to... She says that she's teaching her how to be a knight and whatever and, like, sacrifice herself when it comes down to it because nothing matters more than Steven and, like, the mission. But, like, low-key, she's not teaching Connie how to be a knight. She's teaching Pearl how to... She's teaching Connie how to be a Pearl.
Yes.
And it, like, your life doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. The only thing that matters is, like, the mission and, like, as long as Steven accomplishes everything that he needs to accomplish, then, like, your life means nothing.
Yeah.
And then, like, Steven gets wind of all that and he's like, actually, that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, her life matters and your life matters. Yeah. Like, this is not what we're fighting for. This is not our mission.
I think kind of with Pearl's aspect on it is, yes, she's a gem, so mm-hmm. she can poof, but she can't shatter as easily, mm-hmm. kind of. So she kind of feels that way, like, I'll give it my all and
kind
of just poof
mm-hmm.
and come back.
Yeah.
But Connie's a human.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I really like that episode because you see Connie just, like, going from, like, this girl.
You see Connie grow.
You see her grow.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yes, you mm-hmm. don't need to be a gem. You can be a human.
Yeah.
And you can be a strong.
Deep down, I know that I'm just a human. But I know that I can draw my sword and fight. Yes, lit.
Yes.
I sang that in the... It was something. I don't remember. It was either Change Your Mind or the finale of Steven Universe.
Ooh.
It could... Of Future. Steven Universe Future. It could have been both of them, honestly. But, like, there's epic moments in both of them where, like, Connie comes to the rescue... That's what it was. It was Change Your Mind.
Because
she comes in, like, after everybody else has been taken over by White Diamond, and she, like, yeets. And I think that's when I started singing it.
Yes.
Okay, we've talked a lot about my number two. So what's your number one?
My number one is Change.
Yes, from the movie. Change.
From the movie, yes. Change. Because mm-hmm. I like the movie a lot. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of, like, character development and, I don't know, them all coming together. Like, what happens when they get broken up
uh-huh.
and how they have to come back together. And that song is just, I
like it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I like that song too.
What is your number one?
I was waiting to see if you had any more thoughts about yours. My number one is Happily Ever After, which is again, the first song that I heard from the movie, like, my go-to, like, shower jam, car jam, like, yes. Love it.
Mm-hmm. I do quite enjoy that song.
Yeah, that's... And, again, tells the whole story of everything that they've been through the last, like, 2 or 3 years in song form from the different perspectives of the four main characters. Because, again, Greg, like, is a background character through most of that.
Yeah. Poor Greg.
Okay, so I have a couple of honorable mentions, but, like, not a whole lot. Yeah, I definitely, like, Drift Away. Mm. Not, again, very sad, but, like, I appreciate the way that it moves the story along.
Yeah.
Like, it tells so much from a song. Like, you really get the whole perspective of Spinel.
Yes.
From just the song. I'd Rather Be, the song that Steven sings to Connie when he proposes.
Oh.
Bro. Mm. Big sad. But
big,
like,
big sad.
But, like, again, appreciate.
Yes.
Very simple, very short song, but conveys big emotions. Yes. Very much enjoy.
Yes.
Ruby Rider is one of the songs that, like, that's one of the songs. Okay, because that is such a different, like, genre of music than what the rest of Steven Universe is. So that took me a while for it to grow on me. And honestly, I had to listen to a remix of Ruby Rider before it finally, I was like, ooh, yes, I really like this song. And now I really like it. It's not one of my, you know, it's not one of my top 10, but I still, I really like it.
Yeah.
And then Change Your Mind is also on my list. And then the entire, like, the entire soundtrack of the movie, because bless all those songs.
Yes. Love all of them.
Oh. Okay, so that's all the music that I had, but at one point we were going to do a bonus episode about Future, but I don't know that that's going to happen. So, I wanted to ask you a little bonus question.
Oh, I wasn't prepared!
That's okay. So, at the end of Future, we see Steven, like, drive away and leave Beach City, and he's going to, like, discover, like, what it means. Like, he's discovered his gem half. He's going to decide what it means. He's going to, like, discover what it means to be human.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if there was anything that you want Steven to do or see on his, like, road trip of self-discovery. Because we kind of talked about this the other night in the car.
We did.
And I said that one of the things that I really want him to do is try to reconnect or connect, because he never, with Greg's parents, his grandparents, because he doesn't.
I was convinced they were dead till they broke into the house, and I was like, wait, they're not dead?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, they may as well be, because Greg doesn't want anything to do with them, but, like, I hope that that's something that Steven at least tries to, even if it's just, like, writing them a letter or something, because now he knows where they live, and he can just write them a letter and be like, hey, so, like, your son isn't, like, a total loser, but, like, yeah, we did kind of, like, I grew up in a van.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope that he at least tries to make some sort of connection with it, because those are the only human relatives that he has, besides, what is the name of Greg's cousin that finds out that they're all living in the barn? Is it Frank? Is it Frank?
Frank that plays it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think.
Okay.
Because he flies the plane.
Sure, yeah.
I think.
We're going with Frank, but we're not sure.
If we're wrong, please let us know.
Yeah, but, like,
we'll probably, like, snip in, it's not Frank.
It's not Frank, it's something else.
We've made a mistake.
But, like,
yeah.
Because, like, he doesn't have any other human relatives.
No. I think I really like Steven to kind of go education.
Uh-huh.
And because I feel like he doesn't feel up to par with a lot of kids his age or anything like that, because he did not go to school.
At all.
He learned mainly gem stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if he switches, yes, it's going to be hard. But if he goes to school and learns more human things, I think that would really benefit him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that way he can do more with the world.
Yeah.
Between the gem, because he pretty much has the gem side understood.
Mm-hmm.
And if he figures out the human side of him, then he could do a lot for the world.
Yeah.
And the universe.
Yeah.
Of Steven Universe. I'm funny.
I think there was at one point where I had, like, an entire scenario thought out where, like, I want Steven to go and, like, live in a big city and, like, try to get a job, like, being a dishwasher or something in a restaurant, and he, like, is homeless for a little bit because he can't, like, get a place anywhere, so he's just, like, living in his car, like, parked in the alley behind this restaurant or something. And then one of the, like, because, like, anyone who has ever worked anywhere, there is always, always a really sweet older woman who works there who will, like, get to know you and get to know your whole story, and she'll, like, get to know Steven and be like, oh, baby, you should just come back to my place and, like, crash on the couch for a couple of nights until you get your stuff figured out. Yeah. And they, like, end up living together, and, like, he, like, she is the first person outside of, like, his family or, like, Connie or anything like that that would know anything about Jem stuff.
Yeah.
And then she would be like, oh, well, I think you should, and then she would, like, have this whole, like, network of people that he could connect with.
That would
and
be cool.
I just think that that would be something really cool. And maybe it would be somebody who kind of, either, like, kind of resembles one of the Jems, like, in a way, like, maybe, like, a Pearl-type character or something like that, so that he, like, would connect to her instantly. I don't,
But, I don't know, I can't picture Steven, like, working in a restaurant. All I can picture is him eating, what, the nibs? The bits. That's all I picture him is, like, in the kitchen just eating the bits. Like, when you're saying that, I'm like, oh, he's just in the corner just stealing the bits.
I mean, I imagine him cooking. I imagine him being, like, a dishwasher or something, or, like, a busboy. I don't, or, like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't work in a restaurant. Maybe he works in, like, a jazz club or something. Or a hotel! That would be cute. But again, either, like, no matter where he works, there'd be, like, some, like, older woman who would just be, like, super nice and be like, oh, come, like, I feel like she would invite him over for dinner first and be like, hey, I've noticed that you, like, stay and work really late, and I'm pretty sure that's your car parked outside, like, all the time, like, regardless of what shift I work, your car is always here, and, like, I'm just making sure that you're okay, and, like, do you want to come over and just, like, have a meal, because I feel like you don't eat very well.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, that's really nice, and, like, try to shove her off, and then she'd be like, no, no, come on, I insist, and then they'd get to know each other, and then, like, things would happen from there.
I think that'd be cute. Now, do you think he would come back and be with Connie?
Yes.
Or that he would find a different relationship?
I think there would be a point where maybe he would find a different relationship with a girl who maybe kind of reminded him of Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Either somebody who reminded him of Connie or somebody who's the exact opposite of Connie. Yeah. Just to, like, test the waters and see what he likes and what he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Because, like, Connie's the only girl that he's ever... First of all, she's the only, like, real human, like, actual good friend that he's ever really had for a long period of time.
Lars?
Well... I mean, kind of, but, like, Lars was not, it was not a mutual friendship until after Lars died.
Yeah.
So.
After he turned pink.
But, yeah, I think he would either find somebody who was exactly like Connie or nothing like Connie and just try it for, like, maybe just, like, a couple, like, nothing serious, maybe just, like, a couple of dates and be like, you know what, no, this isn't working.
I have someone at home.
Because I, yeah, not even I have somebody at home, just, like, I, no, I don't like this. Again. I think it was the chair.
No, it's the TV.
Oh, it is?
It's like a distinct ting that sounds like a cat toy.
Yes, but
like, it's not Poe. He's behind me. Okay, what do you think, Connie?
She would definitely... What about her?
Like, okay, what was her... What was she studying in school before she left?
She couldn't decide if she wanted to be a political science major or a sociology major.
Okay. So what do you think she did after Future?
I think she would definitely go to school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
At whatever, like, Jayhawk University or whatever it is. I think she would definitely go to school. And, like, Steven would come visit her. That's a lot of, like, a common thread in a lot of the fanfics is that, like, Connie is in school and Steven will periodically just drop by and, like, visit for, like, a couple of days or something. And, like, maybe stay in her dorm, maybe not, but, like, he is there periodically.
Yeah.
And I know that fanfic is not canon, but, like, that is my thought, that she would go to school. I have no idea what her major would be, because... But, like, I'm sure that she picked one by the time that she went.
And she just was, like, in her dorm room with the sword, just there.
Yeah, I don't feel like she would date in college. I feel like she, either because she's too busy focusing on, like, her school and stuff, or because... She knows that, like, she is good. Like, she's solid in this relationship.
Oh, yes.
Like, she knows what she wants, and this is it.
Okay.
So, I feel like she wouldn't...
Okay. What about Lars? Do you think he's just in a realm, outer space?
Yeah, the... I don't...
What are they called?
The off-colors.
Off-colors.
Lars of the Stars. Yeah, I don't know that Lars would settle down, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it would
be hard because
he's technically, like, immortal
now.
Yeah,
I would say he's immortal,
so... it would just be, like, him and Lion.
Immortal,
like,
pink boy.
Yeah.
And pink lion.
So like I think it would be hard for Lars to settle down.
Yeah.
Unless he meets, like, somebody really special, like, mm-hmm. on some sort of different planet.
Yeah, like a gem or something.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like it'd be hard if he is immortal,
mm-hmm.
which we believe so, because lion.
Yeah.
Like, how does he even die?
Yeah.
And also, where was I going with that?
Mm-hmm.
That if he did come with a mortal, and it could be hard for him to, like, grasp that he's immortal.
Yeah.
And go through that relationship.
Yeah.
So I feel like it had to be mutual
mm-hmm.
immortality.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that.
Also, I can just see Steven just, like, popping out of his head. Uh-huh. Every now and then.
Hey, how you doing? Just hey, checking Lars. In.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Do you have any thoughts, then, about where, like, any of the characters would go? Connie or...
Connie would definitely go to school,
mm-hmm.
kind of on the same idea as you, that she'd want to date.
Okay.
She's going to be focused on school.
Uh-huh.
And she's solid with Steven. Steven, I feel like I said, I'd like to see him go, like, in a career path, like,
uh-huh.
schooling just to figure out the human side. Yes.
I feel like...
Why did you raise your
hand? Because I didn't want to, like, in the last podcast we did, I talked over you a lot, and it really bugged me when I re-listened to it, so I'm trying to, like, not...
Less.
I'm trying to not...
Okay, what?
I think that their relationship would be, like, a completely, like, 180 of, like, what the traditional, like, I think Connie would, like, 100% be a career woman, and I think that Steven would be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that doesn't mean that he can't, like, go to school and, like, have an education and be solid for himself, yeah. but, like, I think that he would do...
I think
because that's kind of what this, like, point of his life is right now, yeah. is for, like, him to go and figure out, like, what he wants to do, what makes him happy,
yeah.
what, you know,
yeah.
any kind of career that he wants to have. And yeah. then once he figures that out, then he and Connie can, like, come back together, and then they can work on their lives, yeah. like, together as one.
Yeah, I feel like that, too. I feel like, also, I'd love to see him go back to Little Homeworld.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of be, like, the ruler of that.
Yeah.
And try to integrate more with the gems and humans
mm-hmm.
and make them more of an integrated
yeah.
society and have them... Because I don't know if, like, the rest of the world knows about gems.
It doesn't seem it's like they
very
do.
It's vague.
Yeah.
So, like, to spread them out and him be just kind of, like, a mediator?
Or, like, an ambassador?
That's the word I want, an ambassador.
Between Ooh.
The gems and the humans.
I feel like Connie could do that, because that's Ooh. Kind of what her, like,
they,
major...
They'd be a great team.
Come on, Rebecca Sugar, set this up!
Yes.
That's what...
That would be great for them.
That would be so cool. Maybe yeah. not necessarily move, like, back to Beach City.
But make, like, another...
But maybe, like, move to a different city and, like, establish another little yeah. homeschool and be like, hey, when you're done over here, y'all can come move over here and we'll, like, help you...
Yeah.
establish yourself in this city.
And, like, everyone in Beach City is... That's normal.
Yeah, that's their lives, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know... It's kind of like the whole, like, superhero thing,
mm-hmm.
where humans can take it, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Superheroes are... You can have the complete other, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, in, Korra,
mm.
where there's, like, a group of people that hate
that
spenders.
Are, yeah, okay.
It could be the same way with gems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much a touchy
And that's where it would
balance.
Come in handy to have, like, an ambassador
yeah.
person who is not...
In that...
I think it would help that it was Connie, because she's fully human.
Yes.
Coming from their side and being like, hey,
yeah.
I've actually seen this, I've experienced it.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's kind of scary sometimes, but it's not
yes.
awful. Like, you might initially think that it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And, like, Lars could be part of that and be like, hey, here, if you want to see what this is, come with me, and I can show you,
uh-huh.
you know, homeworld.
I can show you the world.
I can show you the world.
Come on, Lars.
I'm a young pink boy.
Yes.
But I think that would be really cool.
I think that would be really cool.
I think that would make it kind of, like, full circle.
To check back in. Like,
mm-hmm.
maybe, I don't know if she'll necessarily do, I don't know if she knows.
10 years later.
Yeah, well, like, Butch Hartman has done, like, some drawings and stuff of the Danny Phantom cast,
mm-hmm.
like, 10 years later, and what they would look like in college and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And it's not necessarily...
But see, only, like, three
yeah.
people are gonna change.
I mean, oh, yeah, that's...
Because the
that's
gems...
That's what I was just getting ready to say. The gems don't change.
Unless they get poof.
Yeah, unless something happens.
So you have
just
Connie...
Like,
Steven probably won't change that much. Is he... immortal?
No, I don't think he's immortal. See, that's the thing, I don't know.
That's kind of... They never really... Mm-hmm. We don't know, because he's the first of his kind.
There is, like, a meme that is, like, it shows Steven when he's really little and the gems, and then it shows Steven when he's, like, 16 and he's leaving Beach City, mm-hmm. and he, like, leaves them behind, and then there's, like, three more, like, snapshots of, like, him and Connie, like, growing up together, and, like, they go and they get married, and then they have a kid, and mm-hmm. then they get old, and then Connie dies, and then, like, Steven, yeah, Steven's, like, weeping at her, like, gravesite, and then he, like, turns around, and he, like, shifts back into classic Steven, and, like, runs back to be with the gems. Bro.
What?
Because, like, I don't know. I don't know if he's immortal or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
that
like,
is. That'd be, like, really hard to, like, cope to.
Yeah.
Just being, like, I don't know. The way you word it, like, how he just shift back to, like, original Steven.
Yeah.
That'd be not good. Mm. I feel like that'd be very, very traumatic.
Yeah, I don't know that he would do that.
It's kind of
like
when you, like,
a meme, but, like.
Well, like, in the idea that it did happen.
Uh-huh.
If that was, like, their plot line for it.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of what happened when he was at, where were they at? The barn for a birthday?
Oh, when he got, like, big, and then he, like, couldn't control it,
yes.
and
he
turned into a baby.
Yes, when he was, like, aging himself.
Yeah.
And it was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the way to do it.
Yeah.
It's hard to maintain that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's something.
Well, and that might be something where, like, it would be hard for him to do because, like, he has a human body.
Yeah.
Like, he's not full gem.
Yeah.
So, like, he can't, because that's the thing about gems, is that they're just, like, a projection of light.
Yeah.
So they can shift their body into whatever they want to be. But, like, Steven has, like, a physical body.
Yeah.
That can't necessarily metamorph into whatever he needs to be.
Yeah. But, I mean, he still has the, like, the gems have a idealized, like, form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of them, all the rose quartz and all the amethysts.
They all, like, look the same.
Look the same with very little
deviation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fake words. 1 a.m.
1:30 a.m.
Oh.
We're half an hour into this.
Woohoo! But yeah, I think he does have, that's just like his final form, because it is between his mother and his dad.
Uh-huh.
So, and what happens if he ever gets, like, poof? Did he get poof once?
No. No, it was when Spinel hit him with the rejuvenator thing,
yeah.
and it didn't poof him, because again, he has, like,
yeah.
a physical body.
Yeah.
So it didn't poof him, but it did, like, reset his powers or whatever.
He has all the powers of a gem.
Yeah.
And unknown about the human except for the body.
Mm-hmm. There was a, because there was a day where, like, I sat, again, I was just at work sitting, thinking, because when I get into shows, I really get into them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just, like, thinking about what about Steven's, like, future children? Like, will they also have, like, part gem powers or whatever? And then I found a thing, like, on Tumblr that was, like, talking about how that would work, and I didn't save the post, and now it's just gone. It's, like, out in the ether, it's just gone. But, like, it made sense when I read it.
I don't think so, because Steven has his mother's gem.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only way he could pretty much live. Was with his mother's gem.
Right, right. I don't, like.
When, didn't White Diamond take his gem?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just poofed.
Yeah, he, like, turned into.
He kind of poofed.
He turned into regular Steven and Pink
yeah.
Steven.
Yeah.
But, like, I just meant, like, his gem powers. Like, would there be a period of time? Because, like, you can't have the gem powers without the gem.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, because my whole thing was, like, is there going to be a time where, like, after Steven has so many kids, like, say he has, like, 3 kids. Like, one kid gets the shield, one kid gets the, like, healing powers, and then one kid gets, like, I don't know what another
yeah.
gem power is that Steven has. Like,
shifting.
The, like, floaty thing.
Yeah.
Where he can, like, jump and, like, not immediately
yeah.
die. Like, would there be a period of time? And then, like, would those powers get weakened over, like,
yeah.
the course of generations? But, like, no, that makes sense. If you don't have the
yeah.
gem, you don't have
yeah.
the powers.
And I think that's what they'd just be, you know, I think that'd be hard.
So, like, Steven is the only one of his kind, and he
yeah.
will be the only one of his kind,
yeah.
unless, like, something, like, what you were saying, where, like, maybe Lars
yeah.
gets married and hooks up with the gem, but again, would be, like, oh.
But what's Lars? Can he have kids?
Lars is a human.
A pink human. An immortal human.
But see, I mean,
like, if, now, see, here's the scenario. If we did the whole integrating.
Uh-huh.
I got that big word.
Oh, then there would be lots of people like Steven.
Yes, but you'd have less gems.
Uh-huh.
If they had to do it the same way,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, Rose would.
Mm.
So so it is a very big sacrifice for a gem to do if they wanted to have a child. So, and I don't know if that's actually, like, necessary.
Yeah, I don't know either. And, like, does it work the other way around? Oh, nope, just kidding. I was going to say, does it work the other way around if the gem is male, nope. But they're all female, they're so all that female. Doesn't, nope, that doesn't,
okay. Also, like, it really, like, I'm like, how did she even have Steven? Like, the whole, that,
yeah, no, just, very... yeah, don't think too much about that, nope, because nope. That'll mess you up for a whole week.
It doesn't even,
yeah, no.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but.
It's a cartoon, but, like. It is.
But, yeah, that is.
What was I going to say?
Very interesting.
Oh, I was going to say that if they did do that and they started making a bunch of other, like, half-gem, half-humans, mm-hmm. it would be the best idea to, like, start doing it while Steven is around so that he can, like, help. Because there's going to be a bunch of, like, help really confused them. Little kids mm-hmm. running around being, just like Steven. Yeah.
Unless they have, you know, a family like the Crystal Gems and mm-hmm. the support team.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm.
That'd be really cool.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You're welcome. You're going to think about that for a couple days.
I am. Be thinking about that for a hot minute.
But yeah. I'm going to be thinking about that for a hot minute.
I know. Scroll through Tumblr, man. Find some theories.
I'll have to download Tumblr.
Honestly, I've been finding just a lot of, like, screenshots of Tumblr posts on Pinterest.
Ooh.
Just, Pinterest. Like, I have an entire board of Steven Universe, just, like, Tumblr posts that I pinned. It's so convenient. Okay, that was going to be, like, the whole episode that we had about Future, but that's fine.
What we just talked about?
No, I was going to, there was, like, a little side note that says, talk about the emphasis on mental health and recovering from trauma in Future, which is something that's only, like, just started to be talked about in the very end, like, the very last half of the very last episode, where he has just decided, because, like, 3 months have gone by, and he's decided that, like, he's going to leave, and... Yeah. Do all this stuff because he needs to do it for him.
And I know we touched about this in our first episode that we did,
mm-hmm.
but what this is like the only like the second or third cartoon I've ever watched all the way through.
Uh-huh.
Other than like Avatar, which you learn a lot of things from Avatar as well.
Yeah.
But this is more, I feel like this was more, when I first started watching it was very kiddie.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you like, it progresses and you get the seasons, you do get that depth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, oh my gosh, they talk about this in a kids movie?
Let me read you a little snippet of something that I have in my Avatar script.
Story time!
I'm gonna pause this for just a second. I found it. Okay, because I'm talking about, this is the script from Avatar, which is, like, the next episode that I'm gonna be publishing, but, like, ooh, a little spoiler. Because the first three shows that I'm covering in, it's the chair.
It sounded almost so farty. It was like, out of the bed.
Poor BB. So the first three episodes that I'm doing of season two are Steven Universe, Avatar, Hey Arnold. And all three of those shows are made for kids, but they deal with, like, heavy-hitting subjects. Mm-hmm. And, like, but, like, three different... varieties of heavy hitting. Okay, so I said, go ahead.
Because I think, did you record it? Are you
recording? Yeah, I'm recording. It's just minimized.
Is it cat? I think Avatar kind of deals with more like family,
mm-hmm.
family roots, and like especially with like Zuko. And trauma.
Yeah. Okay. So my thing says, three different generations of kids have learned really good, really powerful messages from three excellent cartoons. Late 90s and early 2000s kids learned from Hey Arnold, and that was super appropriate for the time. We weren't ready for Steven in 1996. We needed a slice-of-life cartoon about a regular kid doing regular kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
2000s kids got Avatar, and, I was right in between Hey Arnold and Avatar. I remember both of them being on cable, and I love both of them, but... Avatar deals with issues of, like, morality and destiny, and, like, it's up to you to make the decision about where your life is going to go. Regardless of what's happened to you in the past, mm-hmm. that's totally up to you to make that decision.
Yeah.
And then 2010's kids got Steven,
mm-hmm.
and what a perfect time for a show like Steven to have been on. Also, I just recently found out that Rebecca Sugar was 26 when Steven started. Like, we're 25, and I can't imagine being in charge of, like, the most successful, one of the most successful cartoons of all time, like, at the age of 26. Like, I can't imagine. But, like, that was my whole thing.
Creative mind.
Right. That was my whole thing that I had on here. Oh! Remember when we watched the wedding episode where Ruby and Sapphire got married and they fused back into Garnet for, like, the first time in forever? And I said I thought it was weird that Ruby was wearing the dress and Sapphire was wearing the suit because in their relationship, Ruby is much more masculine than Sapphire is, like, presented to be.
In their original forms, they're switched. Mm-hmm. Ruby wears pants and Sapphire wears
dress. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I read the other day, and I don't know how true that is. They, like, did that on purpose. Like, they did that. They put Ruby in the dress and Sapphire in the suit because there was, like, there are some countries who were, like, dubbing over the episodes and what, because, like, they're in a different language or whatever, and they were, like, presenting Ruby as being a man because, like, like, LGBT representation is not okay in media in other countries, but, like, that was how they fought censorship, is they put Ruby in a dress and Sapphire in the suit. So it was either, like, very confusing because the genders were switched, or, like, just, this is how it is, and you gotta, like, either, like do that, or don't air this episode. And, like, everybody's gonna be confused because you're missing a whole chunk of plot right in the middle of, so.
That is very clever.
Uh-huh.
Never thought of that.
That, yeah. And, like, I had no idea until I read, and again, I have no idea how true that is, but, like, bless if that's true, because, like, what a way to fight censorship without, like, tooth and nail fighting it, being like, hey, you know what, if you're gonna, like, take away from our vision and everything that we want this show to be, then we're gonna do it right back.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's
fight
super cool.
Censorship. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing should be, well, certain things should be censored.
Yeah.
But.
No, we do not need, like.
That. To be censored.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that's been modern day.
Yeah.
That needs to be.
Yeah.
Him's having a hard time.
Him been sick pretty much ever since we got him.
Is he in perfect health? Yeah, he's fine.
Lies. Fleas. Parasite. Watery poops.
Yeah. He's had poop for maybe a month.
A month. I think. Yeah, maybe a little bit longer. Look at him's.
Him's so cute. He's so little.
I have not tweeted a picture of him yet. I tweeted a picture of Luna the other day because she was in here sleeping on my pillow.
Yeah. You guys will meet Po!
Not, like, verbally, because I don't think he made any noise throughout this entire podcast, but that's okay.
Which is very odd.
Yeah.
Because usually he's quite vocal.
If we're not touching him, which right now you're touching him, so he's okay.
And he's very sleepy.
He is. I'm ready for sleep. Oh, yes. Look at that baby.
Baby.
Oh, there's Luna.
Hello, Lou.
Yep.
And that is Luna.
I don't know if you could hear that or not. Oh. She almost gave him loves, but not quite.
Not in front of Mom.
No, huh? They can't be cute in front of you. Nope. Only me.
The moment I look at them, they're all colored up. I'm like, oh, so cute. Slowly grabs phone, Luna looks, and runs.
That's why I take pictures of them when they're being cute. Yes. I'm like, come look at how cute they are.
The moment I walk in their room, nope.
They're both like, no!
We done. Mother cannot know we are friends.
Babies. Oh. All right, the last, like, literally the last 3 minutes of this is just us talking about cats.
That's our life.
It's okay. We said at the beginning that this was going to be family podcast.
Yes,
and it dang it, that's what this is going to be.
It's our little family.
Poe has a weirdly human face. Sometimes if you, like, stare at him for a long time, he looks like he's human, and it really freaks me out.
Because, okay, so most cats have, like, a black ring around their eyes, and he does not.
It really freaks me out.
Pink, and it is very much like, human eyes. What's going on?
He does have really, like, weirdly human eyes. Also, most of the time, his pupils are like dinner plate size. And, like, every now and then, his eyes will just be, like, little slits.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just, like, it kind of freaks me out.
Because his eyes are so little.
No? Okay.
Come here. Come here. He's like, no, I don't want. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Rejected. All right, we need to wrap this up before we spend another hour talking about cats.
This is no longer cartoons. It is cats.
Wait, this is no longer about Steven. This is only about Poe. Your ASMR was overridden by my loud voice talking about cats. Sorry.
Even Poe was disappointed in you.
Oh.
Or he's mad at me. He's just staring at me.
Both.
Okay. So.
I didn't have a way to close this out.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
So, thank you guys for listening to this little bonus episode of the music that we like from...
And, hello?
Luna?
Another cat. from 1 to 10, let us know what you guys, what your list is. I think that'd be really cool to compare.
Yeah. Oh, bye, Poe.
You can find the Twitter page.
Come on.
And leave some comments for us. We'd love to talk to you guys. I think that's kind of it. What do you have to say? That's it.
I didn't write any closing thoughts or anything. I just thought we would... I don't know.
But that's what it is. Thank you guys for listening to our little family chat.
Family podcast.
Yes. And listening to the cat talk. But again, thank you guys so much for the love and support.
We may do... Oh my god! Oh! Okay, did you think one of the cats was talking?
No, I thought a child was in our house.
Okay, I thought one of the cats was talking.
Is this the beginning of a Crystal Gem song?
Yes, okay. It is. So this is Steven playing the ukulele.
Some of the music playing behind us. And like, it's like baby Steven's voice. And it's very quiet.
And both of the cats sounded like a child. Both of the cats just ran out of my bedroom. And I thought one of the cats was just like out there singing. Because none of the music, like we've just had it very quietly in the background. So that like y'all can't hear it, but we can hear it. And then just like all of a sudden there was just this little baby voice. And I thought it was a cat.
Our cats start talking.
Well, I mean, Poe has a really human face. So I feel like that's a beautiful way to end it. Just both of us being terrified by the fact that Steven is singing.